Zondervan presents The Miracle by Gilbert Morris, read by Judith West. Part 1. A Romance for a Doctor. Chapter 1. A grinding cold had settled down over Stone County and most of northern Arkansas. As Lainey Freeman hurried to slip into her dress, she noted the frost on the window panes and shivered. Her upstairs bedroom had a small wood-burning fireplace, but she only used it when she stayed up late reading or writing. Her dress was made of gray, lightweight wool with long sleeves, a high neckline, and a fringe of black lace around the edges. Even so, it did not provide enough warmth against the early morning chill. Moving over to the mirror above her dresser, she studied herself with a critical eye. A faint memory brushed the edges of her mind, pulling the corners of her lips into a smile. The memory brought back a day when she had cried because she was so skinny. One of the boys at school had called her Rake Handle, and she had flown at him in a rage. Only Davis had been able to pull her off of the boy. "Well, I'm not skinny anymore." The young woman gazing back at her from the mirror certainly was no Rake Handle. As Lainey considered the lissome curves clearly outlined by the dress, she remembered an entry she had made in her journal when she was much younger. Moving to the pine chest of drawers against the wall, she opened the bottom drawer and pulled out one of many notebooks concealed beneath her folded clothing. She opened the book and, ignoring her shivers, read the entry dated April the 12th, 1928. "I had to kill Lucille today, and it broke my heart. I hated to do it, but I had to admit she was delicious. I fried her for supper, and we all ate of her. Mama only ate a little bit of the breast and some of the gravy. I'll be glad when the baby comes and Mama's strong again, and I'll be glad if I ever fatten up a little bit." Lainey felt a keen sense of pain as she remembered her mother, who had, at the time, only a short time left on earth. She was carrying Corliss and would give her life to bring the baby girl into the world. She leafed through the journal, sometimes smiling as her words brought touching memories, sometimes frowning as her words brought with them pangs of sorrow. When she came to an entry where a letter marked the place, she smoothed back the page and read her words again, just as she had many times before. "They're going to put us in a foster home if something don't happen. But I've heard about my daddy's aunt, who's in a nursing home in Oklahoma. We're going to try to get her to come and live with us so the government won't break our family up." Lainey next opened the letter, which was from her Aunt Keziah to her father.
"Forrest, my husband has died, and the fool spent all his money on a hussy from Muskogee. I'd have shot him if I'd caught him, and her, too. He didn't leave a cent, and I'm living in a room in a run-down boarding house full of idiots. Got a little money, but when that plays out, they'll put me in some kind of old folks' home. Bah! I'll shoot myself before I put up with that."
A wave of affection for Aunt Keziah filled Lainey. In spite of her advanced age, the old woman had brought safety to the Freeman household. With Lainey's mother dead and her father in prison, the state had almost broken up the family, but Aunt Keziah had provided a safe haven for them all. Her sharp tongue was sometimes difficult to live with, but Lainey loved her. She thumbed through the pages and stopped abruptly at the entry marked July the 4th, 1931. That had been the last 4th of July, and the memory of it was etched clearly on her memory. As she read her words, her cheeks turned warm. "At the fair today, I was standing at the Ferris wheel, afraid to get in because it reminded me of the day Mama died. Suddenly, Owen was there, and he teased me into getting on the Ferris wheel with him. We got in, and I hung on, but I was scared. He put his arm around me, and when the car started rocking, I just threw myself against him and hung on as if I was a little girl and he was my daddy. But it wasn't like that. As I was pressed against him,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?